Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Look, car buying season, everybody's thinking about, you know, a new car. I know the end of the year is that time too, but I think any time of the year is the time that you think about buying a car. But how do you feel about it? The thought of haggling or sitting in a car dealership half the day, it is so crazy. That is so crazy. How do you know you're getting the best deal? Well, joining me this morning, Peter Levy. He's a veteran entrepreneur and pioneer in the consumer automotive information space. And he has launched a new site called Car Jojo. It negotiates purchase prices for cars. And he's going to tell you a little bit more about it. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Twanda. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, first of all, tell us about Car Jojo.
Well, Car Jojo is the way I tell people, think of Travelocity for airline tickets. Travelocity and companies like it know all about the flights between two cities and all about how full they are, and they put this data together and they analyze it and they can tell you what it'll cost for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done the same thing for new cars. We have data on every single new car in the entire United States, every dealer lot. We analyze that data and we realize by analyzing it what the local market conditions are, what the price should be. CarJojo.com offers our consumers two products. One is for free. It's all the information that educates a person and allows a person to get themselves a good deal. And the other one is for people that don't want to do that. They pay $199, and CarJojo does all that work for them, and they just pick up the car.
Wow, I like that. I love it. You know, I said at the beginning, you know, for most people, they sit at a car dealership all day. What is that about? What are they doing? You know, I don't do that. I call them up. I said, I'm looking for this car. I've seen your inventory. I send them over my paperwork and I said, call me back with the numbers and tell me when to come pick up the car. I'm not doing it. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But I think that a lot of people are still sitting at the car dealerships. And so I know I'm curious, what are they doing with that time?
Well, you're a smart buyer, Twanda, because that's one of the things I tell people. If you're sitting at the car dealership negotiating with the salesperson, you're on their turf.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is stacked against you. It's much better to do it your way, which is to use the phone or use email. And when you do it that way, the salesperson knows, hey, when I hang up this phone, I've lost this customer. I need to make sure I get this customer's business now. That'll save you a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big information imbalance. I mean, face it, you and I buy one car every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The car dealer sells five cars every single day. And that means they know the market conditions. They know the pricing. They know everything about rebates and incentives. They know how to sell. They have the balloons making it seem like it's a party, getting you off of your normal routine. So it's a complete imbalance. What you want to do is just balance it. And that's what Car Jojo helps you do. We help you balance the information, balance the negotiation, so that you can be the 50% of people that pay less for the car than the other 50% of the car shoppers.
You say to consider negotiating on the oldest car on the lot. Why is that?
Well, you're looking at two different cars. They're identical.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting right next to each other. But one of them got there yesterday. And the other one's been sitting in that spot for 6 months.
Wow, okay.
And for 6 months, the dealer's been paying interest. He's been washing that car every morning and not using that spot to sell something else.
Mm-hmm.
The dealer wants that car gone. So even though it's the same car, you're likely to get a better price on that old one than on the one that got there yesterday, if you know that that is the old one. And that's the key,
mm-hmm.
knowing which one's which.
Mm-hmm. But you can ask that. Will they tell you the truth?
Well, if they know it, they'll probably tell you, but you could also just look on the little label in the when you open the door, and it'll tell you the manufacturing.
When it came in, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You say beware of car buying sites that work for the dealers rather than the buyers. Are there key things that will tell us that? Because sometimes you don't know the difference when you're looking at the sites.
Yeah, most of the time you don't. And that's a real problem, because if the site that's helping you is really if the customer is really the dealer, not you,
mm-hmm.
then that site is there to please the dealer, not to please you. You'll pay too much. The only way, the easy way to tell is just see if they ask you for your email address and they don't say, we will not spam you, we will not share your email address with dealers. If they don't say that, guaranteed, they're working for the dealer. You'll be spammed mercilessly.
Wow.
And you'll end up spending too much.
Wow. Okay. Negotiate a price without rebates, but with destination fees. Now, you've got to break that down.
Okay. Like, if you were to buy, if you went to the supermarket to buy steak, but the price of the steak wasn't listed in per pound. It was listed, you know, there's a price, there's a butcher fee. There's a wrapping fee. You don't know what you're buying.
Right.
You pay too much. It's the same thing. If you don't separate out the rebate, a dealer may say to you, I'll sell you this car for $27,000. A second dealer is $28,000. But the first dealer is including a veteran's rebate that you don't even qualify for. And other things you don't qualify for. It turns out it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, and that first dealer is really charging you more than the second. The only way to protect against that and to have a real apples-to-apples comparison is to separate out the rebates. Tell the dealer what's the price of this car, including the destination fee. And then whatever rebates you qualify for, separate those out after you know the price of the car. That way you can compare dealer one to dealer two.
Well, tell us what a destination fee is.
Well, it's often, not often, but it's sometimes not listed and surprises you at the end, which is very unfair. But it's the fee to get the car to the dealership. Typically $800 or $1,000. It's a lot of money. And you and it's part of the price of the car. It's just as much a part as the steering wheel. But if the dealer doesn't include it until the end, then you don't even know here's this $800 surprise until basically it's too late. So always make sure the price of the car includes the destination fee.
Okay, so say you're paying cash because I said I will not finance another car in my life. I will not do it. If I can't pay cash for it, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I think that I will have cash for my next car. But you say keep financing yourself. What does that mean?
Well, what that means, even if you think you're going to pay cash, when the dealer says, how are you going to pay for this car? Your answer would be, I'm not sure. I may pay cash. I may get a loan. The reason why that's to your advantage is many dealers make as much money or more money on the loan as they do on the car itself. So if I'm the seller and I think I may be able to sell you a loan, I'll be a little more flexible on the price of the car. You can get a better, lower price on the car if the dealer believes that you might finance through them. If you walk in there and say, I'm paying cash for this car, the dealer says, all right, well, any dollar I make from this transaction has to be on the price of the car. They're going to be less flexible.
So they're going to jack it up. Okay, gotcha. What else should we know? I know for me, I'm a lot better now than I used to be, but I remember, you know, when I was a single mom and really struggling and going into a car, but they're waiting for you with bated breath for the women, you know, that don't really know what we're doing.
Yeah, McKinsey just had released a survey that says that a third of all female car shoppers believe that they're talked to disrespectfully. A third of all of the people. Well, I would say it's the same advice I would give to a man or a woman. Just educate yourself. For instance, know what price of the car you want to pay and be ready to say no if you don't achieve that price. Whether you're male or female, if you're disciplined and you know that, you won't end up paying too much. That's just one example. Be smart about rebates. Know what they are. You don't have to be a genius to get a good price on a car. You do have to do a little bit of research. Not a lot, but a little. So no matter who you are, if you do that research, you'll be some of the people that pay on the low end of the price spectrum, not the high end.
You know, and I always tell my women to take a man with you. For some reason you get more respect when there's a man in the room. But he doesn't have to say anything. but take a man with you just for that added, you know, oomph, because whether you know something or not, you still may get the disrespect. And to me, if they're disrespecting you, why buy a car from them? Just turn around and walk out.
I completely agree with you. I even go a step further. If this has happened to you as a woman and you believe that you're likely to have a harder time, do it all by email.
Mm.
And get an email address and call yourself Roger.
Right. Bob, something. Absolutely. I like that idea. Look, tell people where they can get more information about Car Jojo.
Just go to carjojo.com, carjojo.com. There's a wealth of blog posts about negotiating tips, just like we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a wealth of free information about individual cars and car prices that'll help you get the right price. And you could just put in, you know, yeah, I'm looking for a white Camry within 50 miles of this zip code with this particular package on it, and we'll show you every single Camry that fits, every dealer that's selling it, and the information and the price for that particular car at that dealer. Or you say, you know what, the heck with all this, I want that car, Car Jojo, get it for me. And we'll do that, and it will save you all the stress, whether you're a woman or a man,
right.
We'll get you the same price.
Love it, love it. Peter Levy, creator and CEO of CarJojo.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Twanda. My pleasure.